Hello, this is Bill Gross, and this is my investment outlook for December 2014, titled, How Could They? Punch and Judy fought for a pie. Punch gave Judy a sock in the eye. Said Punch to Judy, would you like any more? Said Judy to Punch, no, my eye is too sore. Nursery rhymes. Intended for kids, no less. The above little ditty could serve as a modern-day NFL domestic playbook, I suppose. While a century ago, it was but one of many lesson plans on what not to do when you grow up. There was Jack and Jill and Little Miss Muffet, all of whom had to be careful. The Muffet Miz, especially so, if she ever sat on a tuffet. Spiders were lurking. Then there was the old woman who lived in a shoe, the moral being that if you lived in one, lots of kids would drag you down for the rest of your life. Honestly, conception must have been pretty awkward for the old gal, maneuvering between laces and all. And instead of scented candles, well, you get the picture. Even Buster Brown's dog, Tig, wouldn't have lived in there. The Punch and Judy rhyme pretty much exposes the early 20th century for what it was. Male-dominated and domestic violence permitted. Actually, back then, the way comic strips allowed women to get revenge was a metaphorical frying pan in the kitchen. Watch out, Dagwood, here comes Blondie. Today, all of that is frowned upon, and so much the better. Outside of comic strips and nursery rhymes, the AMC series Mad Men takes us back to the bad old days when everyone smoked in the office and right next to you on airplanes, no less. How could they, is the almost immediate response, because we have adapted and adjusted to a different set of social, moral, and ethical standards. Race, gender, and sexual orientation, you name it, things are moving forward. You could shriek a, how could they, for all of the above, while understanding perhaps why they did. Maybe they didn't know any better. Maybe the time wasn't right. Maybe they just needed a Martin Luther King, a Betty Friedan, or a Harvey Milk to lead the way. In each case, the how could they can only be answered by they did, but now they don't as much. What I find equally interesting is to project forward and to try to guess what things we're doing now as a society that our grandchildren will ask, how could they? That indeed is a tough one. Because like cigarette smoking on Mad Men in the 60s, it is difficult to conceive of an alternative environment. Perhaps it will be food and cuisine oriented. Corn and everything we eat and drink. Genetic modification. How could they? Perhaps it will be robot-driven cars prompting our grandchildren to ask, how could they? No wonder there were so many fatalities. Maybe going to college will top the charts of future unthinkables. Spending $200,000 for 4 years of partying? How could they? We shall see, or better yet, our kids will. They will mold their own world as their environment and developing ethical standards will mold them in turn. A wheel within a wheel. Punch and Judy would be amazed. Speaking of the future and life's lessons, there is an ongoing process of discovery taking place amongst the world's central bankers, which they hope will rejuvenate their respective economies without creating the inflationary horror of the 1970s. If Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen were the fictional Little Miss Muffet, she would be hoping to eat the curds and whey of 2-3% real economic growth, while avoiding spiderous increases in future prices. If European Central Bank President Mario Draghi were the old-fashioned punch, he might figuratively be attacking German Chancellor Angela Merkel and her tight monetary and fiscal heritage. Take that, Judy, Angela. I don't know who to compare Bank of Japan's Governor Hayuko Kuroda to. Perhaps little Jack Horner, hoping to stick his thumb into a Christmas pie, pulling out a plum and exclaiming, what a good boy am I. Ah, policymakers. Perhaps the last 5 years have been one giant nursery rhyme. But each of these central bankers is trying to achieve the same basic objective, solve a debt crisis by creating more debt. Can it be done? A few years ago, I wrote that this uncommonsensical feat could be accomplished, but with a number of caveats. One, initial conditions must not be onerous. Two, both monetary and fiscal policies must be coordinated and lead to acceptable structural growth rates. And three, private investors must continue to participate in the capital market charade that such policies produced. Let me explain each of these three caveats in turn. One, by initial conditions, I'm referring to existing structural headwinds that would thwart the successful rejuvenation of old normal nominal growth rates. Certainly, a country's current debt-to-GDP ratio factors enormously into the odds-making for success. It is difficult, for instance, to imagine Japan getting out of its quagmire of debt by simply creating more of it and buying 100% or more of the new and current supply. Similarly, Greece, which has already suffered several restructurings, as well as neighboring Euroland peripherals, begin the healing process well behind the debt-to-GDP eight-ball. But there are other significant initial conditions, structural headwinds, that my version of the new normal envisioned as early as 2009. Aging demographics, technology, and the race rage against the machine, and the ongoing reversal of globalization are all growth-stunting factors to consider. Economist and former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers has labeled this secular stagnation, and rightly so. But it's just another way to describe the new normal and its deleterious effect on future growth. Monetary and fiscal policies must work side by side. They must be stimulative as opposed to being counterproductive. It makes little sense, for instance, for Euroland to be running a tight fiscal policy resembling the balanced budget mandate of Germany, while at the same time initiating quantitative easing and negative interest rate monetary policies. The same holds true for the Bank of Japan's massive monetary stimulus on the one hand and Japan's raising of its consumption tax on the other. One could even apply that complaint to the U.S. with its fiscally restrictive rebalancing of its budget deficit from 10% to 3% over the past 5 years. If not for fracking, Uncle Sam might be labeled the old man in the shoe for not knowing what to do. In fact, in the U.S., as elsewhere, there's been little focus on public investment and infrastructure spending. It's been all monetary policy, all of the time, with most of the positives flowing over to markets as opposed to the real economy. The debt currently being created is not promoting real growth and solving a debt crisis. It's being used by corporations to repurchase shares and accentuate the growing inequality between the very rich and the middle class. Three, keeping private investors playing the game in our financial markets, even though they smack of a pyramid scheme, might seem like a no-brainer. Where else can they go? Has been and continues to be the commonsensical refrain. Not sure, but perhaps Google Maps can show the way. But on the fringe and at the margin, there are alternatives to negative interest rates or artificially low cap rates or escalating P/E ratios based on historically high profit margins. And even if investors must buy something, they don't necessarily have to buy it in their own or any specific country. If 3-year German government bonds yield -0.05%, then how about a 3-year Brazilian government bond at 12.5%? At the moment, the negative yielding German bond gets the market's vote, but you must see the point. Creating more debt with artificially low yields leads to currency wars and exchange rate volatilities that distort global capitalism. Solving a debt crisis by creating more debt cannot cure the disease. If higher volatility distorts the historical flow of markets and associated commerce. And of course, economic theory might suggest that artificially low interest rates gradually but inevitably lead not to more consumption and real growth, but to more savings in order to meet future liabilities such as education, healthcare, and eventual retirement. If a household needs $250,000 for any or all of these future commitments, it will be twice as hard to meet them with five-year treasuries at 1.5% instead of 3%. With each of my three primary caveats coming up short, in an answer to my earlier question, can a debt crisis be cured with more debt? It's difficult to envision a return to normalcy within my lifetime, shorter than it is for most of you. I suspect future generations will be asking current policymakers the same thing that many of us now ask about public smoking or discrimination against gays or any other wrong turn in the process of being righted. How could they? How could policymakers have allowed so much debt to be created in the first place and then failed to regulate their own system accordingly? How could they have thought that money printing and debt creation could create wealth instead of just more and more debt? How could fiscal authorities have stood by and attempted to balance budgets as opposed to borrowing cheaply and investing the proceeds in infrastructure and innovation? It has been a nursery rhyme experience for sure, but more than likely without a fairy tale ending. Markets are reaching the point of low return and diminishing liquidity. Investors may want to begin to take some chips off the table, raise asset quality, reduce duration, and prepare for at least a halt of asset appreciation engineered upon a false central bank premise of artificial yields, quantitative easing, and the trickling down of faux wealth to the working class. If the nursery rhyme theme is apropos to the future, as well as the past, investors should remember that while Jack and Jill went up the hill, that Jack fell down, broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. Someday, soon, perhaps. This has been Bill Gross. Thanks for listening.
The views expressed are those of the speaker, Bill Gross, and do not necessarily reflect the views of Janus. They are subject to change, and no forecasts can be guaranteed. The comments may not be relied upon as recommendations, investment advice, or an indication of trading intent. Investing involves risk, including the possible loss of principal and fluctuation of value. Fixed income securities are subject to interest rate, inflation, credit, and default risk. The bond market is volatile. As interest rates rise, bond prices usually fall, and vice versa. The return of principal is not guaranteed, and prices may decline if an issuer fails to make timely payments or its credit strength weakens. Investing in derivatives entails specific risks relating to liquidity, leverage, and credit and may reduce returns and or increase volatility. Statements in this piece that reflect projections or expectations of future financial or economic performance of the markets in general are forward-looking statements. Actual results or events may differ materially from those projected, estimated, assumed, or anticipated in any such forward-looking statements. Important factors that could result in such differences, in addition to the other factors noted with such forward-looking statements, include general economic conditions such as inflation, recession, and interest rates. In preparing this recording, Janus has relied upon and assumed without independent verification the accuracy and completeness of all information available from public sources. Janus makes no representation as to whether any illustration or example mentioned in this recording is now or was ever held in any Janus portfolio. Illustrations are only for the limited purpose of analyzing general market or economic conditions and demonstrating the Janus research process. References to specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell a security or as an indication of holdings. Returns quoted are past performance and do not guarantee future results. current performance may be lower or higher. There is no assurance that the investment process will consistently lead to successful investing. This material may not be reproduced in whole or in part in any form or referred to in any other publication without express written permission. Send email requests to mediarequests@csg-pr.com. Janus is a registered trademark of Janus Capital International Limited. Copyright Janus Capital International Limited. Investment products offered are not FDIC insured, may lose value, and have no bank guarantee. For more information, please contact Janus at our corporate address, 151 Detroit Street, Denver, Colorado, 80206, 800-668-0434, or visit our website, www.janus.com. Introduced by Janus Capital International Limited, intended for institutional investor only. Issued in Europe by Janus Capital International Limited, authorized and regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority and by the Dubai Financial Services Authority as a representative office, and also issued by Janus Capital Switzerland LLC, authorized and regulated in Switzerland by FINMA. Issued in Taiwan ROC by Janus Capital Taiwan Limited, licensed and regulated by the Financial Supervisory Commission ROC. Hong Kong and Australia by Janus Capital Asia Limited, ARBN 122997317, which is incorporated in Hong Kong, is exempt from the requirement to hold an Australian financial services license and is licensed and regulated by the Securities and Futures Commission of Hong Kong under Hong Kong laws, which differ from Australian laws, and Singapore by Janus Capital Singapore PTE Limited, company registration number 20061744N, holder of a capital market services license issued by the Monetary Authority of Singapore to conduct the regulated activities of fund management and dealing in securities. In Australia, for wholesale client use only. In Taiwan, ROC and the PRC, only available to select targeted institutional investors. In Singapore, only available to accredited and institutional investors as defined under Section 4A of the Securities and Futures Act, CAP 289, and may not otherwise be distributed in Singapore. The information contained in this recording has not been submitted to or approved by the China Securities Regulatory Commission or any other governmental authorities in China. Janus Capital Group and its subsidiaries are not licensed or approved to publicly offer investment products or provide investment advisory services in the PRC. This recording and the information contained in it is only available to select targeted institutional investors in the PRC, not for public distribution or use in the PRC. This recording does not constitute investment advice or an offer to sell, buy, or a recommendation for securities, other than pursuant to an agreement in compliance with applicable laws, rules, and regulations. Janus Capital Group and its subsidiaries are not responsible for any unlawful distribution of this recording to any third parties, in whole or in part, or for information reconstructed from this presentation, and do not guarantee that the information supplied is accurate, complete, or timely, or make any warranties with regards to the results obtained from its use. As with all investments, there are inherent risks that each individual should address. The distribution of this recording or the information contained in it may be restricted by law and may not be used in any jurisdiction or any circumstance in which its use would be unlawful. Should the intermediary wish to pass on this recording or the information contained in it to any third party, it is the responsibility of the intermediary to investigate the extent to which this is permissible under relevant law and to comply with all such law. This presentation does not constitute a public offer of securities in the Sultanate of Oman, as contemplated by the Commercial Companies Law of Oman, Royal Decree Number 4/74, or the Capital Market Law of Oman, Royal Decree Number 80/98, or an offer to sell or the solicitation of any offer to buy non-Omani securities in the Sultanate of Oman, as contemplated by Article 6 of the Executive Regulations to the Capital Market Law, issued by Ministerial Decision Number 4/2001. Additionally, this presentation is not intended to lead to the making of any contract within the territory of the Sultanate of Oman. The Capital Market Authority and the Central Bank of Oman take no responsibility for the accuracy of the statements and information contained in this presentation, or for the performance of strategy, nor shall they have any liability to any person for damage or loss resulting from reliance on any statement or information contained herein. The Central Bank of Bahrain and the Bahrain Stock Exchange assume no responsibility for the accuracy and completeness of the statements and information contained in this recording and expressly disclaim any liability whatsoever for any loss howsoever arising from reliance upon the whole or any part of the contents of this recording.